to help. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Trump says that he wants to ease the anger of his supporters after the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago.
In an interview today with Fox Digital, Trump says, quote, "The country is in a very dangerous position. There is tremendous anger." He adds, "Whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen." In the same interview, Trump also suggests FBI agents may have planted materials in his home while searching Mar-a-Lago a week ago today. Late last week, a search warrant revealed Trump is under federal investigation for obstruction of justice and possible violations of the Espionage Act. The FBI says during its search, it removed 11 sets of documents labeled classified or top secret.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Washington. The Justice Department is arguing that the affidavit supporting the search of Mar-a-Lago should remain private, saying the investigation implicates highly classified material and the affidavit contains sensitive information about witnesses. President Biden will return from vacation to the White House tomorrow to sign the Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress last week into law.
There will also be a big celebration at the White House on September 6th, and then there will be a huge nationwide victory tour. We got a copy of a memo that some White House officials circulated. They write, between Sunday and the end of August, cabinet members will travel to 23 states and over 35 trips touting the Inflation Reduction Act and the administration's accomplishments.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich traveling with the president. Kraft Heinz is recalling thousands of pouches of Wild Cherry Capri Sun after it says cleaning solution accidentally mixed with the juice on the production line. The company says it discovered the problem after getting consumer complaints about the juice's taste. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FBI releases its weapon testing report on the firearm that fatally shot a crew member on the set of Rust last year.
An FBI report prepared for the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office contradicts Baldwin's claim that he did not pull the trigger on the gun used on the set of the movie Rust that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. In the past, Baldwin claimed he let go of the hammer of the gun, but never pulled the trigger. Well, the FBI tested that gun at its crime lab in Virginia. The agency concluded the revolver, quote, could not be made to fire without a pull of the trigger, unquote. A spokesman for Baldwin says the media is misreading the report, and they point out that the gun broke when it was fired during testing.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem releases a new set of social studies standards for K through 12 students.
South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem releasing a set of proposed social studies standards that, according to the State Department of Education, would be free of political agendas and activism, that include honest, balanced, and complete accounts of historical events and debates, that foster a love of country, and that's not blind to faults. The new draft standards will also expand South Dakota and Native American history after an earlier draft controversially removed references to the Sioux Nation. The state plans for more public comment before the standards are adopted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tracks used by Brightline Railroad, known as the nation's deadliest, will see added fencing to keep pedestrians away, and safety improvements will be made at crossings under a $25 million federal grant. Three people have died in the past 2 weeks along the privately owned train line, and 68 people have been injured since the trains, which run between Miami and Palm Beach, began running 5 years ago. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.